You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
Hello dear friends, this is Radio Belarus International with the latest news from Belarus. Briefly about the main events of the day. Belarus government to toughen requirements to company chiefs. Plans to embrace new ways to manage troubled assets in Belarus in H1 2019. Minsk European Games official mobile application launched. And now about these other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. The government will assess the performance of company executives in a tougher way, Belarus Prime Minister Sergei Ruma said, commenting on the outcomes of the government session with Belarus Economic Bloc, hosted by Alexander Lukashenko. The head of state is absolutely right. We need to toughen performance assessment criteria for company chiefs. It is not okay when people promise to do something, do not deliver, and then apply for a new portion of subsidies. Therefore, we will have to say goodbye to some company chiefs so that new people could start from scratch and take over obligations to pay back the funds invested into projects by the country and banks, Sergei Ruma said. The premier shares the view that it is necessary to gradually wind down subsidies to companies. After all, some companies receive government aid for the second and even third time, therefore the government will learn their lessons from this situation, he assured.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
A new mechanism to manage troubled assets may be adopted in Belarus as early as H1 2019. The relevant draft presidential decrees being discussed by the government, we learn from chairman of the board of the National Bank of the Republic of Belarus, Pavel Kalaur. The official said, we are in a discussion with the government agencies concerned. Once we work out common approaches, the draft decree will be forwarded in accordance with the established procedure. We strongly hope that we will be able to make up our minds on the matter in the first half of the year. In addition to affecting the development of the debt market, the draft decree unearths other important matters, such as the expansion of access to finance, primarily for small and medium enterprises. We are talking about using international practices in Belarus, which are based on security transactions, when priority is given to the obligations, relying on collateral, stock, some merchandise in transit if problems are encountered, including bankruptcy.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
The export of companies run by the State Military Industrial Committee of Belarus exceeded $1 billion in 2018. The committee intends to keep up the good work in 2019 too, the committee's chairman Roman Golovchenko said. The official said, we intend to add a bit in 2019 too. It is difficult to add something to such a figure, but we should be able to add a couple of percent according to our estimates. The State Military Industrial Committee of Belarus had managed to diversify export in accordance with the 30-30-30 scheme. The main markets are Russia and other CIS states, Africa and Asia. The proportional distribution gives us a certain safety margin if one of the market segments underperforms.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
The Agriculture and Food Ministries of Belarus and Russia will convene for the joint meeting in March-April. Alexei Bogdanov, head of the Central Office of Foreign Economic Activities of the Belarusian Agriculture and Food Ministry, told a press briefing. The joint meeting will be held in Minsk in March-April this year. We agree that we will continue working on the unification, codification, recalculation of milk coefficients. This is a technical issue which applies to food balance sheets. It is also important to unify the process of accounting commodity nomenclature when calculating the food balance sheets of the Union State. Solving these technical issues will help us unify the approaches to the compilation of food balance sheets and accounting, he said. He also lauded the progress in cooperation between Russia's Rosselhoznadzor and the Department of Veterinary and Food Supervision of the Belarusian Agriculture and Food Ministry. The work is in full swing. By the end of 2018, we solved all the issues regarding the import restrictions. We're currently discussing the implementation of the roadmap. The work has almost been completed. There is understanding within the parties. Work is on our way to remove shortcomings. Alexei Bogdanov stressed.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Winter on Radio Belarus.
You are listening to Radio Belarus.
Dear friends, I remind you, this is Radio Belarus International. We continue with the latest news from Belarus.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Belarus Forestry Ministry is considering taking out new loans from the World Bank in 2020-2021. Forestry Minister Vitaly Drozdja told journalists ahead of the meeting of the ministry's board. We met with World Bank experts yesterday. They commended the cooperation with us, saying it was recognized best among the other forestry ministries. We discussed the prospects for cooperation with the World Bank in terms of new lending programs in 2020-2021, Vitaly Drozdja said.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
The interfaith situation in Belarus is viewed as calm and conflict-free. Igor Pinchuk, the head of sociological research at the Information and Analysis Center under the Belarus President Administration, said as he attended the presentation of the anniversary book Republic of Belarus in the Mirror of Sociology. According to the nationwide polls conducted in the last few years, the absolute majority of Belarusians evaluate the interfaith relations in Belarus as calm. This opinion was shared by 92% of the respondents in 2019 and 94% in 2017, Igor Pinchuk said. However, fewer people have defined themselves as believers in recent years. The percentage of people who describe themselves as believers has declined from 71.5% of the respondents in 2012 to 62% in 2017. Still, 68% answered that religion occupies an important place in their lives. Many citizens view religion not as their own pioneers, but as an inalienable part of culture, a tribute to traditions, continuity of generations, Igor Pinchuk said.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Since February 2017, about 197,000 tourists have been to Minsk via the Minsk National Airport, thanks to the visa-free travel program. We learn from Yelena Plis, director of the Information and Tourism Center Minsk, during a session of the board at the Central Office for Sport and Tourism of the Minsk City Executive Committee. In January-November 2018, Minsk exported over $112 million worth of tourism services, 13.4% up from the same period of 2017. According to provisional statistics, last year's export will reach $122 million, 113% as against 2017 and 106% as against the year 2018 target. Belarus launched a 5-day visa-free travel program in 2017. The option was available to citizens of 80 countries who entered the country via the Minsk National Airport. In 2018, the time frame was extended up to 30 days.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
Minsk 2019, the official mobile application of the second European Games, has been launched in the high-tech park. The application was developed by the Belarusian company Synesis Sport, a resident company of the Belarusian high-tech park. The application runs on Android and iOS and is in no way inferior to the mobile version of the European Games site. Its main feature is that basic information about the games and the infrastructure will be available to users even without internet connection. The official application of the second European Games allows users to receive push notifications with the latest news, create an information feed of interest, view the schedule of events with an event filter, pave the fastest and most convenient way to sports facilities, and find information about local attractions. The developers noted Minsk 2019 is not just an official European Games app, but the guide to the main sports event of this summer. The application is already available for download free of charge at Google Play and App Store. Minsk will host the second European Games on 21st-30th June 2019. Over 4,000 athletes from 50 countries will compete in 199 medal events in 15 sports. Competitions in 8 sports will serve as qualifiers for the Olympic Games 2020 in Tokyo.
Radio Belarus. The News Review. Radio Belarus International and the Directorate of the Second European Games 2019 are holding a selfie contest, My Greetings to the European Games. Take a selfie while working out or against the background of a sports facility, add the hashtag Minsk2019 and send it in. Winners will get tickets to the Central Athletic Event of 2019 and special prizes. More information at www.radiobelarus.by. Greet the European Games together with Radio Belarus.
Winter on Radio Belarus.
You're listening to Radio Belarus.
Welcome to Belarus.
Minsk is the capital of our country. The city, beloved by all Belarusians and guests, is distinguished by its straight and wide arrow-like avenues, freely spread parks, fascinating maze of cozy streets, and by its friendly people. The guests of the capital say that Minsk is one of the cleanest and greenest cities in Europe, and that's really so. Certainly, the unmerciful history has dramatically redefined the looks of the city. And some other European capitals can offer a traveler a considerably greater choice of ancient architectural monuments. However, a curious mind will undoubtedly appreciate the bright originality of the Belarusian capital city. Perhaps it's the only city in the world with a 1,000-year history, which was completely destroyed as a result of a war, and restored thanks to the enthusiasm of architects and citizens within several decades. And yet still Minsk, as any other city, is streets, bridges and buildings, no matter how old or modern they are. It's a city without bustle and vanities, without haste and race. It is slightly sluggish, slightly sleepy, but always fresh and romantic. The fascination of Minsk is in its special aura, which is noticed by all people coming here. Tranquility, tolerance, and goodwill. These are the distinctive features of its people, transferred to their city. Guests who come here for the first time usually notice that they feel here as comfortably as at home, because Minsk is a city where no one feels an alien. Welcome to Belarus.
Box.
обысти весь свет, исти за солнцем под ветра зем славы и с узорью познать секрет. И ты шукал Божий сенс за порогом, да не легко знайти следы. Засталася только дорога, и на ней ты. Сомнений на буду со сподорожными все далей, и серьезные речи забуду, стягом часу я не таней. Разгублюсь и страхи и чутки, что я не давно никуды, и убачу дорогу до дома, а на ней ты. Сенс життя, что поміж чоловіком і Богом розділяльна полоса, что усе ми, як листя у полі, розлетілися по землі, хопить грать недоречний роль, давно мене шукаєш ти.
Hello dear friends, you're listening to Radio Belarus International. This is Business Address Project, dedicated to economic activities of the Belarusian companies. Slavkali invested nearly $145 million in the construction of the Neshinsky Mining and Processing Factory in Luban District in 2018. The total volume of project investments stands at $2.1 billion. The project is financed by Mikhail Gutseriev's SEF MAR Group and with loans from the China Development Bank. In 2018, Slavkali started doing the main bulk of the work the construction of the mine requires. The construction of shaft head gears was finished to allow shaft-boring road headers, SBR machines, to take care of shaft sinking work by mechanical means, which is a new approach for Europe. The contractor Dialman Honeil Company finished freezing shafts to 35 degrees Celsius below zero. It will allow protecting the shafts from seeping water 160 meters below the surface. The designing of the processing factory began. Cutting-edge solutions and equipment from leading vendors will be used. Belarus joining the World Trade Organization will not have negative consequences for the banking industry. We learn from chairman of the board of the National Bank of the Republic of Belarus, NBRB, Павел Калаур.
На самом деле нет никаких негативных последствий.
Enabling foreign banks to open branches in Belarus is the only matter, which needs a careful approach in the course of the negotiation process. The state usually sets certain requirements for access to the market, including charter capital requirements. Belarus may need a transition period to get ready to work in new conditions.
Скорее всего, требуется переходный период.
NBRB Deputy Chairman of the Board Sergei Kalechets added that oversight over the Belarusian banking industry is rather effective. A system is in place to guarantee the return of deposits. This is why foreign commercial banks would have to abide by certain rules, too, if they want to operate on the Belarusian market, he believes. Apart from that, the liberalization of currency regulations was mentioned in the course of negotiations on WTO accession. We're moving even faster than partners would like us to in this field, noted Sergei Kalechets. Belarus intends to join the WTO in 2020. Inflation in 2019-2020 is expected to be close to the target of 5%, said the National Bank of the Republic of Belarus. The central bank believes that this year's increase in consumer prices will not exceed 5.5%. Given there are no significant shocks, the refinancing rate will remain at 9-10% per annum by the end of 2019. In 2019, the National Bank is likely to give up adjusting interest rates on the credit and deposit market. It will also allow Belarusians to freely open bank accounts in foreign banks. The commissioning of a new nitrogen complex in Grodno Azot will allow increasing the production of fertilizers by over 50%. Deputy Prime Minister of Belarus, Igor Lyashenko, made a statement at a joint session of both chambers of the Belarusian parliament. The official said, "This year, Grodno Azot will invite tenders to choose the general contractor for building a new nitrogen complex. All parties with experience in this field have been invited. The complex will allow increasing nitrogen fertilizer production by over 50%. Respectively, we will get an extra economic effect. The prime cost of fertilizers made by the new complex will be 15% lower than that of the existing complex." The Deputy Prime Minister also mentioned other significant investment projects of the Belarusian state petrochemical concern Belnetechim. Mozyr Oil Refinery is implementing a project concerning the complex for hydrocracking black oil. In 2019, Neftan Oil Refinery will finish the construction and installation work at a delayed coking plant. It is scheduled to be commissioned in 2020. These modernization efforts will increase the crude oil upgrading index to 90%, with the output of light oil products up to 66%. It will allow increasing the production of gasoline and diesel fuel compliant with the Euro 5 environmental standard. It will allow making new kinds of products, petroleum coke and elemental sulfur, up to 460,000 tons and 68,000 tons per annum respectively. Belarus Bank and the German bank KfW IPEX Bank signed the basic loan agreement in Frankfurt am Main, we learn from the Belarusian bank. Belarus' largest bank has been actively working to expand the list of its foreign partners in order to diversify the credit portfolio. The signing of the basic loan agreement with KfW IPEX Bank will provide an opportunity to attract ECA-covered loans to finance foreign trade contracts concluded between Belarusian importers and their foreign contractors, Belarus Bank said. KfW IPEX Bank GmbH is a subsidiary of the KfW Group. Founded 60 years ago, the bank has provided project and corporate finance and offers trade and export finance in Germany and abroad. The Financial Ombudsman Service that provides external dispute resolution for consumers may appear in Belarus. Thus, the protection of rights in the financial services field will become simpler. It's one of the joint projects of the National Bank of Belarus and the European Union aimed at perfecting the work of payment systems. The corresponding law may be accepted as soon as next year.
Winter on Radio Belarus.
Dear friends, I remind you, you're listening to Radio Belarus International. This is Business Address, a project dedicated to economic activities of the Belarusian companies. The European Investment Bank, EIB, will allocate a 25 million euro loan to Belarus Bank to finance small and medium-sized business. The corresponding agreement was signed by Chairman of the Board of Belarus Bank, Viktor Ananich, and EIB Vice President, Alexander Stop. We learn from the Communications Department of the Belarusian Bank. Loan resources will be provided to companies with a personnel under 250 people and the state's share in the charter capital at 25% at most. The European Investment Bank is beginning to expand its activities in our country, and the conditions it provides are unique and maximally comfortable for customers. Support for small and medium-sized businesses is one of Belarus Bank's priorities. Thanks to its developed infrastructure, accessibility services in all regions of the country, reliability and an integrated approach to servicing and business, Belarus Bank keeps a leading position among Belarusian banks in this segment, the Communications Department said. The Eurasian Development Bank suggests additional measures to further promote transactions in national currencies in Eurasian space. As one of the measures, the creation of a financial messaging system in the Eurasian Economic Union was mentioned by the bank's chairman of the board, Andrei Belyaninov, who took part in an international conference on Eurasian economic integration in Moscow. A system to transmit financial messages can be created in Eurasia using the Eurasian Development Bank as a so-called regulatory sandbox, the executive said. The system is expected to bolster the role of national currencies in transboundary transactions and reduce the usage of US dollars by the Eurasian Economic Union member states. Andrei Belyaninov mentioned the Eurasian Development Bank's intention to advance cooperation with the Development Bank of the Republic of Belarus and similar financial institutions of other EAEU member states. Belarus and Indonesia will discuss promising areas of bilateral cooperation and ways to advance it during the festival to celebrate the 25th anniversary of diplomatic relations, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of Indonesia to Russia and concurrently to Belarus, Muhammad Wahid Sapriyati, told the media ahead of the workshop Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Expert Prospects. Over the past year, the trade between Belarus and Indonesia rose by 24% against the overall drop in trade with ASEAN countries, the ambassador said. In this regard, cooperation between the two countries is seen as quite promising. However, in my opinion, our trade could be higher. This is why we'll hold the festival and the exhibition, which will include the events to discuss the promising areas and ways to promote bilateral cooperation, he said. According to the ambassador, Belarus' major export item to Indonesia is potash fertilizers, 78% of total exports. Indonesia, in turn, delivers seafood, fish, and musical instruments to Belarus. The diplomat suggested Belarus explore the export of equipment, including farm machines, to Indonesia. Dear friends, you've been listening to Radio Belarus International's project Business Address. That's all for today. Goodbye and stay tuned.
You are listening to Radio Belarus.
Welcome to Belarus.
Brest region is located in the southwestern part of Belarus and borders on Poland and Ukraine. to preserve natural peculiarities of the territory, 12 reserves and 29 protected monuments of nature were instituted in this region. But of course, the special pride of this land is the state national park Belovezhskaya Pushcha, a unique woodland in the northwestern part of the region, which is first and foremost famous for the bison or wisent, which is the national symbol of Belarus. Don't miss an opportunity to see yet another symbol of our land, the Kamenets Pillar, better known as the White Tower. Even today, this tower, built back in the 13th century, greatly impresses with the power and elegance of its outlines. Brest City is the traditional western gate of the country, a city with glorious centuries-old history and very interesting present. In World War II, the city became famous for the unparalleled feat of the defenders of the Brest Fortress, which later received the title of the Hero Fortress. This feat is truly legendary and deserves an eternal memory. Do visit this splendid region and it will bring you a lot of wonderful and unforgettable impressions. Welcome to Belarus!
Music Box. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Searching for the traces of the past. Turning over the pages of centuries. Being proud of our history. We are telling you about our heritage.
Hello dear friends, Helen Bels is in this studio for you. What to bring from Belarus? What souvenirs can be found only here and nowhere else in the world? What souvenirs can deliver the unique character of this hospitable country in the center of Europe? Belarus has long been famous for its linen fabrics, symbolic crochets, embroidered towels, unique products made of straw, clay and wood, valenki, felt boots and hats made of sheepskin. Belarus boasts organic dairy and meat products, an extraordinary variety of potato dishes, delicious and savory bread, original drinks with herbs, sweets made from apples, and health-giving cranberry. May your Belarus experience be filled with bright, colorful impressions and made with hot souvenirs. In Belarus, flax has been cultivated since ancient times. Flax fibers were used to make fabrics, clothes, beautiful household items, toys for children. Seeds were used to make bread, tasty kisel, a sweet drink resembling thin jelly. No wonder blue flowers adorn the national emblem of Belarus. Flax is an amazing material. The fabric can be coarse, banya towels, and soft summer dresses, but always environmentally friendly and good for health. So you can get linen clothes, bed clothes, table clothes decorated with embroidery and sophisticated deco, table napkins, bath towels, pot holders, bags, wallets, and Belarusian exclusive Neglu Blarushniks towels and flax dolls amulets. Slutsk belts are a unique symbol of national culture. In the 18th-19th centuries, belts were made manually out of silk, silver and golden threads using a sophisticated weaving technology at the manufacture of Duke's Radovals. Two craftsmen made no more than 6 belts a year. Such expensive and extraordinarily beautiful accessories were worn by magnates and wealthy nobles. Today, authentic Slutsk belts are a rarity. Most of them are kept in museums and private collections across the world. But Belarus has been working to revive the unique production technology of Slutsk belts. You can buy souvenirs resembling the famous Slutsk belts. Items similar to the authentic belts will soon appear on sale. Belts of the highest price segment will be made of golden threads and silk. Lower-priced belts will be made of flax linen, cotton, wool and lurex threads. Belarusian grew fond of straw for its beauty and warmth. When skillfully handed, it can be turned into a wonderful piece of art. Straw wreaths, bundles, and figurines were used in Belarusian folk rites. The famous iconostasis made from straw, a tradition common only for our country, were made in the Belarusian Polesia in the 18th-19th centuries. Perhaps nowhere else in the world you can find such diverse application of this unusual material, which presents the energy of the sun. You can get straw-braided figurines of animals and birds, flowers, hats and sandals, dolls and amulets, boxes and chests, accessories and pictures made of straw. Wooden souvenirs encrusted with straw, boxes and snuff boxes, chest sets, clocks, Easter eggs, toys of or a Belarusian exclusive, straw spider. The spider has a symbolic meaning, is an amulet designed to protect the house and ensure the well-being of the family.
Searching for the traces of the past. Turning over the pages of centuries. Being proud of our history. We are telling you about our heritage.
Unique ceramics workshops have existed in different regions of Belarus from ancient times. Each craftsman had his own secrets in molding, including shaping, painting and glaze compound. Belarusian women use ceramic ware to keep milk fresh and make delicious national dishes. The Belarusians also made clay musical instruments. So you can get such souvenirs as figurines of animals and birds, European bison, beavers, stork, lark, penny whistles, handbells, candle holders in shape of Bela Veja, plaques, magnet souvenirs, ceramic crockery, and Belarusian exclusive Moser ceramic bear toys. In Belarus, a land of forests, wood has been widely used for construction and art purposes. Wood has been used to make furniture, utensils, beautiful decorations. So you can get different souvenirs, such as wooden utensils, boxes and chests, figurines of people, animals, European bison, birds, carved furniture. Hundreds of years ago, Belarusians used osier to make house walls and fences, baby crabs, baskets for fruits and mushrooms. Today, craftsmen continue the traditions of their ancestors, using different types and colors of osier, various sophisticated techniques and patterns. They create amazing things. So you can get such souvenirs as baskets, bread bins, trays, plates, lapti, bust shoes, and you can also buy beautiful handmade osier furniture in Belarus. Making felt hats and boots from sheep wool is another ancient craft of Belarusians. These things were indispensable in bitter cold weather. The town of Drybin, which has been known for felting traditions from the 18th century, keeps the ancestral secrets of boot felting today. Belarus is preparing a portfolio to get the Drybin felt-making traditions and special language used by craftsmen inscribed on the UNESCO list of intangible cultural heritage. So you can get a really Belarusian exclusive Drybin Valenki felt boots. First factories producing crystalline and glassware were built in Belarus more than 100 years ago. Belarusian glassmakers have become famous for their fine artistic taste and works of excellent quality. The most famous glass factories are Neumann Glassworks and Borisov Crystal Factory. Belarus' oldest confectionery, Krasny Pishchevik, has been making delicious and healthy zephyr, pastel, marmalade or natural fruits and berries for more than a century already. Tourists fall in love with chocolate bars and candies made by the Belarusian confectionaries Komunarka and Spartak. So you can get souvenirs, zephyr, marmalade, chocolate, candies, candies with cranberry, blueberry, blackcurrant, ashberry, syrups and jams made of wild berries. In ancient times, Belarusians drank honey-brewed drinks. In the 15th century, they learned to make Karelka, home-distilled vodka, and to brew beer. Large breweries started to open in the 19th century. Their traditions are still continued by the distillers of today.
Searching for the traces of the past. Turning over the pages of centuries. Being proud of our history. We are telling you about our heritage.
Friends, you have learned something new from this issue of the heritage. And do not forget that I look forward to feedback in the guestbook on the website of our radio, www.radiobelarus.by, or on the page in Facebook, Radio from Belarus. Stay on this positive wave of our radio, there are a lot of interesting things ahead. It's time for me to say goodbye. I wish you all the best and see you soon on air of Radio Belarus International. Bye-bye.
Music Box.
Хати у панський двор для краси. Я не бездольний я узяти ткать золоті пояси. Темніє край зубчатий бора і чи за вся рука заміж персидского узора цвяток радимы Василька. Темнее край зубчатый бора, и че забывшийся рука заміж персидского узора цвяток родимый Василька. И тягом долгие часины дявочия забывши сны свои широкие тканины на лад персидски ткутьяны. Темнее край зубчатый бора, и че забывшися рука заміж персидского узора цвяток родимы Василька. Темнее край зубчатый бора, и че забывшися персидского узора цвяток родимы Василька. Темнее край зубчатый бора, и че забывшийся рука заміж персидского узора цвяток родимы Василька.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us online and via satellites in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French and Chinese. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytical, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you will find everything you would like to know about our country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.tvr.by. Belarus World Heritage, Nesvish.
Today, Nesvish is a small Belarusian town situated 100 kilometers of the capital city, Minsk. However, in former times, it is used to be called the Second Paris. The first reference to Nesvish dates back to the 13th century, but it was thanks to the celebrated Radzivill family that it became really famous. In the 16th century, the powerful and most mysterious Belarusian magnates chose the town as their residence. They owned Nesvish till the mid-20th century. It was during the reign of the Radzivills that temples, cathedrals, and monasteries were erected in the town. Many of the architectural monuments have survived to this day. In the 16th century, Nesvish became the first place in Belarus where books in the old Belarusian language were printed. The most grandiose building in the town is the Nesvish Palace. It used to hold huge Radzivill libraries and art collections. The largest court theater of the Eastern Europe was created there as well. One more gem of Nesvish is the Corpus Christi Cathedral, the first Baroque-style temple in Belarus. It also serves as Radzivill's chapel, which is the only family necropolis in Eastern Europe. Modern-day Nesvish is one of the most popular cultural heritage sites and tourist attractions of Belarus. In 2005, the architectural, residential and cultural complex of the Radzivill family in Nesvish was inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. Get familiar with the treasures of the Belarusian past. Welcome to Belarus!
Radio Belarus International and the Directorate of the Second European Games 2019 are holding a selfie contest, My Greetings to the European Games. Take a selfie while working out or against the background of a sports facility, add the hashtag Minsk2019 and send it in. Winners will get tickets to the Central Athletic Event of 2019 and special prizes. More information at www.radiobelarus.by. Greet the European Games together with Radio Belarus.
Hey! Hey! 500th anniversary of Belarusian book printing. The date of August 6, 1517, manifested nothing short of a revolution in the Belarusian book culture. As he printed his first book in Prague, our countryman, Francisk Skarina, paved the way for printing to take over the older written tradition. This event signified a definite progress in science and technology, but even more so, it manifested the triumph of humanistic ideas. Each generation has to face challenges of its own. Skarina could not but see the many differences between the people of his country, rooted in class distinctions, conflicts of ideas, and discord between confessions. Yet, this did not shake his firm belief in the creative potential of man, who wields the word of wisdom. The printed book gave everybody a chance to partake of the fruits of enlightenment, and became an instrument for promoting accord and understanding among the people. The ideas that Francisk Skarina shared with his readers helped consolidate the society 500 years ago and still touch the hearts of every person in the world today. Thus wrote he in the foreword to the Book of Judith. By their nature, beasts wandering in deserts know their lairs. Birds flying in the air know their nests. Fish swimming in the sea and rivers remember their origins. Bees and insects similar to them, defending their hives, do not forget them. So do human beings remembering the places where they were born and raised and are attached to these places deeply.